das war. Tatsavitu vareiniyam Vargudevasyadi mahi Piyuyona prachodaya Svaha tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyoyona prachodaya Om burbu vasvaha tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyoyona prachodaya Om burbu vasvaha tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyoyona prachodaya Om burbu vasvaha Savitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimai Diyoyona prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's a Sunday evening and it's time for the meditation show, supported by the Sangha House. Andy Spragg from the Sangha House is with me now, and we're in the middle of the Eightfold Path, which is a Buddhist practice. We're up to step six. First of all, before we go into that in a bit more detail, tell us a bit about yourself, Andy. Tell us a bit about your background and what you do at the Sangha House.
Good evening, Darren. Yes, I'm the director of the Sangha House. Sangha House Holistic Health Centre, doing all sorts of activities, classes and therapies, basically helping people with health. My background, I'm a Buddhist. I've been practicing Buddhism and Tai Chi now for about 30 years. I found it very helpful in my life. And actually, my aim is to show people that Buddhism is a practice for the modern world. We don't have to sit in a monastery somewhere. We can be out there in our busy lives.
I was just about to say, let's just explain. Andy's not sat here with a Buddhist monk haircut and a long brown Jedi kind of outfit that you might think that that's what a Buddhist does and wears. It's not like that at all.
Certainly not.
And as I've said, we're in the middle of this eightfold practice, which is a tradition within Buddhism. So we're up to step six.
That's right. So we're looking at this central group, which are called the moral and ethical group. So we looked at right speech, and then we went into right action. And now we're going to go into a real hard-nosed area, actually called right livelihood. It is a tough area because most of us have a day job. We have to bring the money in. We have to put food on the table. But sometimes we've just got to step back from our day job, our lives, and look at it and ask ourselves, is this actually helping me forward? It's a very tough individual step. Lots of people, when they come to Buddhism and they read about right livelihood, they get hung up on a list of potential right jobs and wrong jobs. That's not the right way to approach this at all. We have to look at ourselves individually, ask ourselves, what is my overall intent for my life? Which way am I going in terms of my spiritual practice? And is this job going to take me forward? Even if it's busy, yes, that's fine. I can practice my spirituality in the office. But if it's actually pulling me away from that chosen direction, then I need to take a long, hard look and perhaps make some changes.
Sometimes it can be a case of take one step back to go two or three forward, particularly in your professional working life. There's no point in going to work day to day feeling miserable. And as you were describing last week, going to work and hating every minute of it, it doesn't make your life any better, does it? So
no.
A practice like this may help you step back out of the bubble, look in and think, okay, I need to reevaluate.
And it definitely helps to talk to friends. We shouldn't take this step alone, actually. Sangha, it means a group of friends. And one of the key aspects of it is getting people to develop support within the house with other people, like-minded individuals, so they can talk about their lives. Now, when you've got something as tough as your livelihood, you know, actually a good friend to just offer you some often brutal advice, because they can actually take that step back. They can see clearer what's going on. They can see where you're trapped and, you know, offer you some home truths, perhaps.
It's funny, I had a very similar conversation with somebody a couple of nights ago who is stuck in a bit of a rut, knows he can do better, but has just found himself being, well, this is quite comfortable, you know, but he did need to push himself a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's right.
So we had that conversation, and I said, look, I'm looking at it from the outside. You're much better than this. You can do much more. Take the gamble, because if you don't take the gamble, you'll always be stuck in that rut.
Yeah. What's tricky here is this notion of absolute self-honesty. We've got to, again, listen to the dialogue in our heads, and we've got to listen to our friends' advice. Often, we respond to advice like this with tension, and we try and push it away because we feel resistance. You know, this is my life. What right have you got to talk about my job? But actually, they can see it clearer than us sometimes, and we should listen.
So very quickly, how will the meditation work, which we'll be doing in just a moment?
We're going to find a nice quiet space wherever we are. So if you're in your house, your home, shut the door, turn your phone off. If you're still at work, you can still find a quiet office, I'm sure. There must be one somewhere. And obviously, as we talked about previously, you can pull over in your car and find a nice lay-by, a comfortable place, and get yourself nice and ready for the meditation. You're going to be sitting for about 40 minutes, so you do need to be comfortable. And nice upright spine helps keep the mind fresh.
And the meditation will begin after this. We're going to play a little bit of music now just to ease you into that frame of mind here on the Meditation Show on Tone FM. Thank you.
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to Andy Spragg, and this is The Meditation Show. Welcome back. So this evening, we're looking at this quite tough topic of right livelihood. And as I was chatting with Darren earlier, this often gets misconstrued, misunderstood, and it doesn't present a list of right or wrong jobs. It's not about that. It is about understanding our general direction in our spiritual path, our spiritual progress, and asking ourselves whether our full livelihood actually supports that. So livelihood, yes, it's about our jobs, but it's all about our life circumstances as well. There's plenty of people retired listening to this show. Your opportunity for looking at your spiritual path is ideal. Retirement gives a perfect opportunity for that. And you have to look at that and ask yourself if you're filling the space with noise effectively, or whether you are actually doing things which nourish you, which are wholesome, and take you towards your spiritual goal. So this is what we're looking at with livelihood. Our jobs obviously are key to this. You know, we need to ask ourselves whether this is the right job for us, whether this is the way we want to go, whether the job is giving us the space to examine the direction we're headed. It's very tough because our job puts food on the table. And sometimes, actually, we associate our character, ourselves, every aspect of ourselves with our job. How often is it when you meet somebody new, the first question you ask each other is, what is it you do? And we talk about our jobs. But of course, we are more than our jobs. We have our journey to go on. We have our spiritual goals. That's a great deal more than our job. So this is about examining all of these questions. Now, we're not going to do this in the meditation. The meditation is not a time for thinking. What the meditation does is give us the space in our heads to think. It gets in touch with our subconscious. It creates that space in the subconscious mind, so that when we're out in our busy day, we get the opportunities to just let that space come into us. Then we do the thinking. We look at the direction we're headed. We look at our livelihood, our jobs, what we're doing with our lives. Ask the big questions outside of the meditation. Meditation sets the scene, creates a big playing field for us to work on. So we're going to go through the body scan to establish ourselves first. And then we're going to come into the breath. And as we're gently breathing, we'll use a word, calm, to bring a sense of meditative stillness in ourselves. And then we're going to tune into the five senses and create a sense of space in the mind. Examine that space. Sit there with the five senses, just existing, just being, not thinking. So to start with, make sure you're not going to be disturbed. So turn that phone off, shut the doors, and settle yourself into a nice, comfortable place. If you're driving now and listening to this, if you want to take part, find a lay-by, find somewhere to pull over and get yourself nice and comfortable. Most importantly, you do want your spine as upright as possible so that you don't go sleepy. So if you're sitting on a chair, that's fine. Place your feet squarely on the floor. Perhaps just pull yourself a little forward on the chair so you're not slouching into the backrest. The head floats up a little. Creates a feeling of strength in the spine, which helps you concentrate. It brings in fresh awareness into the mind. And just take a moment to settle down into the posture. Just experiment with it. Adjust yourself a little. We're going to take about 35 to 40 minutes to meditate, so you do need to be comfortable. Just settling down. And in that settled posture, close your eyes. Have your gaze slightly downcast, as if you're looking slightly below the horizon. Take a couple of nice settling deep breaths. Okay, and we start with the body scan. So we're going to work gently through the body now. I'll lead you through it. And you will find the mind has a desire to drift off to go other places. Perhaps skip somewhere else in the body or to drift off with thoughts. When that happens, just bring yourself gently back to wherever we've got to in the body. And as we're travelling through, you're really looking for your genuine experience of what you find. So the tiny little sparks of energy, that's life. Feel the sensations in the body. So we're going to start with the feet. Take your awareness down into your feet. Tune in to all the sensations there. See what you can find. So you can feel sensations inside the muscles and the sinews. And across the surface of the feet, between the toes. See if you can feel the toenails. Just feeling everything. You work across the sole of the foot, up over the heel. Then you come up into the ankle bones. Now as you travel through the body, there will be areas which don't have so many sensations in them. You have to work hard, you have to stay with there. Go in, see what you can find. The ankles are like this. This is just like life. Every aspect of our livelihood has interesting, exciting bits and boring bits. But it's all part of it. It's all in the mix. Our ankles are pretty important when we walk about. So we offer them some attention. Go in there. And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. As you travel, relax, let go. Any tension, let it melt. You work up into the knees. Feel the knees. Sensations there, the back of the knees and the kneecaps. Now you might find little bits of pain. Don't push them away. Gently go into them. Understand them. Understand the nature of pain. What is it like? It's part of life. Even in our livelihoods, there is pain. Jobs don't always go well. That doesn't mean we're on the wrong path. Work along the thighs and the hamstrings. Physical sensations. Contact of clothing, perhaps, with your hands resting on them. Feeling it all. And you work gently up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. Feeling the earth underneath you supporting you, relaxing into it, letting go into it. That big solid earth, always there, dependable. You're nice and safe here in your seat. No need to worry about things, no need to think. Let that go. This is your time to practice, to develop that sense of spaciousness in the mind. That's what we need. Settling down, allow the head to float up a little. Feel that strength come into the posture. And with it, a sense of clear intent to stay with the practice. Set that in the mind, that feeling of intent. Stay with the practice. We need to get in touch with our emotions. So this isn't about the thoughts behind them. This is about the raw physical emotion itself. The sensation of emotions. So we go into our stomach and heart area. Feel what's going on. Just imagine that you don't know the name for the emotions. You don't know what they're called. All you can do is feel them. That's the way we approach it. Inside the stomach and heart area. How do you feel? What's going on? Just feel. Then we come into the shoulders. You might find tension here. If we have busy, stressful jobs, we carry it in our shoulders. Try to let go. Let the shoulders melt. When the mind wills the body to melt and relax in this way, the mind relaxes. And we let our awareness travel down the arms, feeling the sensations as we travel. You can imagine that stress and tension just draining down the arms and down into the hands and the fingers. And here, in the hands and the fingers, thousands of sensations. Just feel them. All those thousands of tiny little sparks. All changing and moving all the time. Nothing constant. We come back up to the head. Even here, across the scalp, we can find sensations. Tune in. See what's going on. See what you can feel. See what you can find across the scalp. Then we come into the face. Relax the face. Imagine you have a compassionate gaze behind your eyes, gazing out someone or something you love. This softens the face. And we're going to bring all of these sensations together now, sitting in this space. Feel everything. Just this. No need for thinking. Worries, they can come later. Just be here, fully and completely. This is our life, in this moment, right now. Each moment is important. Each moment is our life. We examine each and every moment with the breath. Breath by breath, we live our life. So tune into the breath now. Feel it. Start with the awareness deep in the belly. As you gently breathe in and out, feel the physical sensation of the breath coming and going. Let the breath relax naturally. Don't alter it. Just let it come and go and feel it. As you breathe, on each out-breath, hear in the mind the word calm. Let it echo in the mind and settle in the body. As you breathe out, calm. Letting go into the breath. Just the breath. Let thoughts go. If and when the mind is distracted, gently notice and bring it back to the breath. Notice it with good humour and friendship. Come back to the breath. Calm. Notice in those moments when the mind is focused on the breath, there is no thinking, there is no worrying. There's just the breath, just the awareness. Calm. Our concentration is soft and gentle, friendly and focused, not intense, not stressful. Take your awareness now up into your nostrils or the back of the throat, where you first feel the breath. Gently sit with your awareness there, feeling the breath come and go. Let go of the word. Just be with the breath. Nothing else matters. Thank you. Now we need to create that space in our subconscious. So we gently draw our attention to the five senses again. Awareness of the space around you, feeling it. Feeling where you end and space begins. Feeling the sensations in the body. Perhaps tiny little noises coming into the ears. Whatever you pick up, just be with it. Don't name it. Don't try and understand it. Just sit with it. Let an open awareness create a feeling of spaciousness in the mind. How big is your mind space? Just sitting. Not thinking, just being. This is the most important thing for you to do right now. Nothing else is necessary. Just feel, just experience. You may find emotions arise. Perhaps a desire and urgency to get on with stuff, to do things. Notice when that introduces emotions into the body. Remember to use that approach of imagining we don't know the name of that emotion. Just look at it. Just experience it. It's all part of just sitting. Just be with the emotion, not with the thoughts that sit behind it. Let those go. Just sitting. Gently relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into the room. Feel it around you. Let the world return. But in the background, we're going to keep a silent intent to take this sense of spaciousness out into our week. When we feel the week closes in, perhaps take just 3 or 4 minutes to sit down and find the breath, find this sense of spaciousness, so that it doesn't overwhelm us, so that we can think about our livelihoods. This week's meditation I'd like to dedicate to a very good friend of ours in the Sangha house, Andrea. Andrea, I hope you find this useful. I know that work is hard at the moment, so take care. You've been listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the Meditation Show with Andy Sprague from the Sangha House. I'll be back next week. Meanwhile, have a really good week. Hopefully you'll find time to do your own practice, and hopefully you'll find it useful. Take care. Bye for now.
It's nearly time for the news.